Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
Woo!
Hello.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's
Hello.
Going? Dang, y'all know that we are half the year through?
Yep.
We are half the year through.
And we are here.
Christmas next week.
It will be, if we blink.
Yeah.
As soon as we blink.
I told my coworker the other day, I said, you notice how these weekends don't be but like 20 minutes?
Girl, weekends are lunch breaks. Lunch breaks.
The weekends is lunch breaks.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
My lunch break is an hour.
Well, mine is whatever.
Yeah. And but it still don't feel like the lunch breaks feel like a mini 15 minute break. And then the weekends feel like 20 minutes, and I'm tired of it.
I just feel like people shouldn't have to work on Fridays and Mondays.
Yeah,
I feel like we shouldn't have to work 40 hours a week.
Hold on, what's the country that you can take naps at lunchtime and you siesta. Only do the...
They call it siesta time.
Is it?
It's, I think,
no, it's in no, it's overseas. It's like a Asian country.
I
they only work
Mexican.
Like 4 days a week.
I think it's various countries that do that. I know in Germany, like they would close down like noon on Fridays, and nobody would work or go to school or any of that.
I feel like they should do. And I was appalled. Let's backtrack. We just had Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. I was appalled at how many people were working that day. Like, what the hell?
Well, it just became a federal holiday in 2021.
And it's 2024.
Okay.
Y'all ain't got y'all shit together
like
yet.
Like I said, it just became
it
a
is,
federal holiday.
So federal in employees have that time off.
Right.
But again, like Sue said, it's not trickled
it
down.
Became, yeah.
And you know, there are other federal holidays that, you know, people don't get off. For
yeah,
example,
like Columbus
Day, Veterans. Everybody doesn't get Veterans Day off. So just add that to the list.
I would like to add Yom Kippur.
Now, you know, in certain
the world, I'm gonna make a bullshit holidays. I would like to have National Cupcake Day off next year. I would just put my time in for stupid ass random holiday. It's National Chocolate Cake Day. I would not be coming
margarita
to work.
Margarita Day.
It's National Margarita Day. We would not be going to work on that day.
That is a day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I just feel
y'all
like.
Have ever heard of, okay, you know how we have Friendsgiving?
Yes.
Here at Thanksgiving. Did y'all know it was a Summer's Giving?
No.
When the hell was that?
I think it's the third or fourth weekend in June.
What is that about?
So it's you get your friends together and you're supposed to have like turkey. And I'm not having turkey and all that kind of stuff in summer. Unless it's a sandwich, because it's too hot for all that. It's just too hot for hot food.
We got a honey baked ham.
Turkey sandwich.
I just don't know the reason for it.
Yeah, it's Summer's Giving, and I think it's like right after summer solstice, of course. And you're supposed to celebrate the start of the summer.
What's summer solstice? I don't have the whole
first
background of that.
So,
first day of summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is
the longest day of the year.
Yes.
Which was June 20th. And it was the day of the strawberry full moon.
Yes,
so that's why everything is, you know, back into
play.
And, you know, I just, because a lot of people debate the June 20th and June 21st as being the summer solstice. And they debate that being Gemini or Cancer.
Because I said, now, wait a minute.
Yes.
I've been a Cancer all my life. Hold on.
Because they're
now
saying
they're
the
saying
rotation.
June 20th. Is the start of Cancer season.
And that's
said,
not
there
true.
Is no
well,
way.
They're saying that because of the degree angle of the sun. So they say if the sun is at 19 arches or 19 degrees, something arch, then that's considered a Gemini. And if it's beyond that, that's considered a...
Who got a ruler up there measuring that shit?
Right. It is considered...
Yeah, that's nobody so but God.
I'm so tired
Cut it out.
Of y'all new
Listen.
Motherfuckers inventing this dumb shit. If it been like this for the last 1,200 million damn years.
From what I remember, Cancer started on the 22nd
yes,
of June.
June 22nd.
Now, it didn't push back to the 21st.
Yep.
That's a lie.
Now it's the 20th. Yep. And I'm sitting here like, that can't be right.
It's June 22nd. Well, I don't give a damn what them niggas
say. So what? Cancer season's so Gemini's end on the 21st.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. I just know I'm one. Okay. How about that?
You're full-blooded Cancer.
As the astrologer of the group, June 22nd, my mother-in-law's birthday. One of the best cancers I know. Not my favorite, because my favorite's sitting next to me. That is the start. That is the start of cancer season.
Okay.
And that's all.
I've always known it to be the 22nd. Yeah. And then I remember because Vaughn, you was the one that told me it was the 21st. And I said, is it?
Mm-mm. I went back. I said, well, 22nd.
I did see it. I saw it the other day when it said June 20th. And I said,
I want these niggas to stop changing stuff.
Yeah. They're saying because the rotation of the sun.
Now, I know the start of summer usually fluctuates between the 20th, 21st. Mm-hmm. So I do know that with summer solstice. I like that. When they say that. But yeah, because that's the longest day of the year.
The longest day. Yeah. Why is it the longest day when all the time, like the times slow up?
Y'all didn't notice like that day it looked like it took forever to get dark?
Yeah,
y'all
I remember that. I did.
Like,
yesterday?
It took the first day of summer.
Yeah.
On the 20th.
Oh, when was that? Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember. But yeah, that was an extremely long freaking day.
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean, we just
the 19th was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So the 20th was Thursday.
Yeah, I was so tired.
Yes.
My gosh. But it felt like the day would never end.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Yeah. And then they said it was so magical because we had that full moon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, you're entering the Cancer. And that means but this was Cancer with a Capricorn moon. So I feel it. Because, honey, let me tell you.
You saw my post. Let me go ahead and enter this emotional Cancer season.
Well, I did not see that. I wouldn't. But you know my Facebook algorithm's off big time because I don't see stuff from 5 days, like 10 days later. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I got to. Anyway. Anywho, I told one of our other favorite Cancers, I just feel like this season, we in the 50 Cent era Cancer season. And I don't know what it is.
I saw that. I read that.
Because we petty.
I think you put it on JB post.
Yeah, I put it on JB. That's why I said our other favorite one.
Is that because we in Capricorn mode? Because Capricorns can be some other.
That's what I was thinking that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I said, boy.
And I can say that honestly because I am a Scorpio Capricorn. I'm a Scorpio sun, Scorpio moon, Capricorn rising. And your rising and your ascendant is how you project to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though I say Capricorns can't be a motherfucker, I know I can be a motherfucker. I don't be meaning no harm. I just sometimes come off a lot, okay? And Capricorns, because you know the Capricorns we know, they are a little a lot.
They are a lot.
But
my daddy is one.
But
yes, so wonderful.
But hold
he's different.
He's different. So, calm. So
but now, don't push him.
What's his rising?
I don't know.
No, but hold on. So you have to remember that.
You'll probably say
you
Jesus
have to remember
the
that the shortest part of any sign tends to be less overwhelming than the latter part of that sign. So when I say I'm an October Scorpio, and I don't even fucking like November Scorpios like that.
Yeah, because they carry most of the
sign. Because they carry they're both wishes a lot. So
I'm in daddy. The first.
So, but hold on.
We
daddy,
all three of us
we
are
go
in
back.
The first.
Daddy. Daddy is not your typical Capricorn because he is the latter part of December Capricorns. It be the fucking January ones.
They off the chain. I can't deal with them.
Right. So it's almost like the Geminis. Vaughn is a Gemini that I love. They are the latter part of Gemini. Right, all my Gemini, all my
first week.
Right, but she's a May.
She's a
Gemini. May. It be the motherfucking June Geminis. I be like, what
they different.
The
they
fuck
are different.
So you, y'all,
yes, I'm thinking
yes.
of a couple.
So
yeah,
you have to be mindful. Your June Cancer. I love June Cancers. It be the motherfucking July Cancers that I be like, what is this nigga doing over here?
I think all the cancers are probably July cancers this season. I don't know what it is. It has been off the chain.
50 Cent is a July cancer.
Lil' Kim, Missy.
Yeah. See they that? Are? Yeah. And come on.
Okay.
They.
I don't know. Gemini's this season was lit.
Yeah.
We were just lit.
I don't know
season.
If y'all just said, look, this our overflow. Yeah. Here you go, cancel.
What?
Because I see people talking mad junk about us on Facebook. I said, yeah, we here.
It was Gemini season January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. United States of Gemini. Like, I don't know. It's we
no,
are.
I think Kendrick Lamar got y'all hyped. Because he's
it was before
right
Kendrick.
Now. I don't know.
When's Kendrick's birthday?
June something. I know.
Yeah,
it's
he's
June
a Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Gemini.
Yep. Oh gosh, uh-huh. Yeah.
But he's a June Gemini.
He is a June.
They're a lot.
Yeah.
They're a lot.
I don't know. His Gemini season was lit.
Kanye.
It was party after party.
Kanye.
Kanye's June.
A lot.
I think Big is June.
Big is May.
Is a tort.
Biggie, Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Andre.
Heavy D, Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Busta's a Gemini?
I didn't know that. Look at that.
We lit.
Patty.
My godmama.
And Gladys.
Yeah.
And Gladys. Off the chain.
So, see, that's why I say.
Y'all know Marla Gibbs a Gemini, too.
Yeah, she just turned, how old?
93.
Yeah. A June one. Not
Jimmy,
a May.
I think it's either she's, Jimmy Jam or
I don't,
Terry.
I don't Jimmy know why Jimmy. I have to keep reminding y'all. There is a difference between the two. I told y'all
we
a
like
long time
lit,
ago.
Though.
There's a difference between me as a Scorpio. There's a difference between an October and November. And there's a damn show difference. And Vaughn had a cute little post today, and I'm probably we'll post it to the Facebook page about this person letting people in the club. Scorpio men were at the top and they not even allowed in the dome.
Banned.
Days different.
It says Virgo men. They
yes,
both are banned.
Because the Virgo
Why?
One.
Why the Virgo
because
men?
The, because that one I know. Please but, don't let that motherfucker get down. He
but
gonna
they
turn
say all
out.
These Virgos and September Virgo men are different too. That's
right.
What I've heard.
So really? So now here we go. Remember I said that the latter is mm-hmm. a little more a lot?
Mm-hmm.
For Virgo,
I think it's a turn.
It's the absolute opposite.
It's the August.
Yeah.
It's the August Virgo.
But I like the female Virgos. I can get along with the
I like them, but they still a lot. But I'm going to tell you who was an August Virgo.
Who?
Goddamn Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
So you can.
Oh, August 30th.
Yes. So or, you. So I can say. Yeah, he's August 30th.
He sure okay. is.
So I can say Michael had his moments where.
Michael, did y'all see that post I sent y'all about Michael Jackson cutting up real bad?
He was so entertaining.
Because, you know, I call him Mike Jack now.
But yeah, I saw it.
But you could tell he was a little messy boots.
He was a trip.
You could tell he was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mike Jackson.
I got it from my father's side.
Mike is a fool.
Mike Jackson.
But, yeah.
I just want to be heard.
So, out of all the signs where I said that there's a difference, yeah, that Virgo.
What about, what is August 22nd? Is that the cusp of Leo and Virgo?
Well, they said there's no such thing as a cusp. Either you this or you that.
No.
August 22nd, I believe, is
Leo.
Okay. That's my, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. August 22nd is a Leo.
Because I got my brothers and mothers are August babies. And I got one that's 22nd, one that's 24th. Now, 124th off
the
chain.
July 23rd through August 22nd.
Okay. Yeah. 22nd, you know,
teen
my baby
is a whole Leo.
Yes, God.
Because she is my mother.
Oh, my God.
Teen and my mama is the same mama.
Oh
with
my
they, with their first 48 question ass, boy, I tell you, they go ask some questions, and
y'all, I would love to just blurt out something, but I'm wait a minute, can I? No, I can't. So yes, off the chain, inspect the gadget,
and they natural private investigators.
Inspect
I was just about to say that, cause honey, it ain't nothing. My mama ain't gonna find out if she want to.
This is her. This is her yesterday at my house when I'm on the phone. All the way. I'm outside, her looking out the window.
Because she wanted to see what your mouth is saying.
Figure out what am I talking about? I had to walk out the door to talk about. Oh my gosh. I don't get it. But I love them. I love them. I love Leo.
Well.
But I don't know. But I was thinking of my brothers because one of them is just so. And the other one, well, he's calmed down. I have to say, the other one has calmed down in his prime.
But he is a true Virgo. Whew. But he is a true Virgo. And I can say that. Woo.
In his prime.
Who was the wrestler who used to say, woo? Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. Birthday.
We got to find out when Ric Flair's birthday.
I think he's near you too, if I'm not mistaken.
He's either a Virgo or a Libra. I know that. I can't remember, but he's a Virgo or a Libra. Because I said, I can see it.
But one thing, no, he is not.
What is he? What Ric Flair?
He's a Pisces.
Oh, he's a water sign.
So I want to read this real quick.
Oh, what you going to?
February 25th.
Okay.
That's a Pisces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, he different. He's February Pisces.
Mm-hmm. My grandson's an Aries. Oh, no, Aquarius.
What's his?
He's February 7th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he act like it's
them Aquarius. Yeah. Just different people.
He don't want to be with. Yeah.
They need their whole astrological wheel
Jackson
by themselves.
September 17th. That's a Virgo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What you about to read?
Okay. So they say it's positive and negative. So each sign falls in either a positive or a negative. Mm-hmm. Fire and air are considered positive. And for fire, it says assertion, drive, willpower. Mm-hmm. And then for air, it says communication, socialization, and conceptualization. Mm-hmm. And then negative falls into water and earth. And for earth people, it says practicality, caution, material world. And
for
water, it says emotion, empathy, and sensitivity.
Mm-hmm. But why the hell is that negative?
I don't know.
It's green.
Polarity. Polarity.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically like yin and yang. Mm-hmm. Because everything yin and yang is like hot and cold opposites, right? The only thing you don't have in yin and yang is air and water. Mm. Air and water is not one of the properties within yin and yang.
Did not know that.
So, you know me.
I did not know that.
I'm the little chakra queen of, you know, I embody all things spiritual. So, you know, my stance on, you know, balance, because I am a cusper of Libra and Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, but I balance is so important in my life. Chakra balancing is so important. My yin and my yang balance is so important to me. Mm-hmm. And when I am off, nigga, I'm off. Y'all know I'm off.
So is it inappropriate to ask a person when you first meet them what their sign is?
No.
No, because they ask all the time.
Mm-mm. Because you're kind of trying to feel.
If they believe in that, because a lot of people don't believe in it.
Or no, just for yourself. It's just for you.
I'm just saying if they believe in that, some people may not ask.
You say, when is your birthday? That's probably a better way to ask. When is your birthday? You know, and then you can figure it out.
You know what somebody posted one day?
What?
Somebody posted, I don't see why y'all go into, because it was SZA doing a post about the glasses or something that she was doing. And she was just talking about being Aquarius. Rising, but she's a Scorpio, right? Mm-hmm. And they said, y'all make me sick with all this astrology. It's like a birthday gang system.
Cancer's mad at her.
Why?
She's a Cancer?
She's a Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio.
She named every song of hers that describe a zodiac sign, and she did not have anything for Cancer at all.
Oh my God. But she's a water sign. So I feel like out of the water signs, the Cancer and the Scorpio are so much alike. How can you really parallel? You can't. Because I feel like they're so intertwined. Crazy. Like, I feel like even though Pisces is a water sign. Mm-hmm.
No, Pisces isn't a water.
Yes, it is. It is. So I feel like even though we're a trio, mm-hmm. I feel like the besties are here. Don't you agree, bestie?
Yeah, we're crazy.
No, I just feel like when we're in, like, it doesn't matter. Like, do we have a Pisces in the group?
No.
I don't know. It's just It's just a natural.
Outside of the group, yeah, but it, yeah,
there is just and more, you know, of what? A natural connection.
Me and her connect when it's, you're right, because me and her kind of connect.
It's different though when
bit more. You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
So is y'all and is it, yeah, us, them.
It's Scorpio and Cancer.
And then it's Pisces.
And then it's a Pisces.
Did y'all know she was my birthday?
They're just lesser.
Who?
Ariana Grande.
Your birthday twin?
Yeah. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You need to look up and see who your birthday twin is.
Who's your birthday twin?
I got a bunch of
birthday
twins. My birthday
twin is Miguel.
Y'all want to know who all my birthday twins are?
Oh, who, ma'am?
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Just found that out.
Okay.
Michael Vick.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Michael Bazin.
Well, I knew that.
And Shannon Sharp.
And I can see all them people in you.
Ain't it?
I can see all them people in you. I can.
Look, I got a compliment.
And my birthday twins are, what's the little guy who was the coach, the basketball coach, and his son went pro? And they didn't like him? Michael, what was his name?
The basketball coach that
he was a black man. He was a basketball coach, and the son went pro.
Michael Brown? No, that's not Michael Brown.
I can't remember. But
his son went pro for basketball?
Yeah, I can't remember. But it was him. I have Miguel. I have Johnny Carson. Can y'all not see the Johnny Carson in me? And Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay. Yes, I knew that.
You can see that, can't you?
Yeah,
we's a little different.
Well, for me,
Derek Jeter. I forgot about Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter,
the ball player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, who y'all?
Antoine
birthday?
Fuqua.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Good.
CeeLo Green.
Remy Ma.
I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
Remy Ma.
Let's
see who over here. Winona Judd.
Yes. Okay.
She's
fabulous.
Mm-hmm. I don't know Tom Morello.
No, we don't.
Don't know him. I think that's it that I know.
Wait a minute.
What happened?
I did not know Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, your birthday twin.
Child.
Foolish shit.
We're
gonna blame that on the drugs.
Blame it on the rain.
I get it.
We're gonna blame that on the drugs.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I know who Gretchen Wilson is. She's a country singer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your birthday twin too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
Well, this is like okay. Billy Davis Jr. Interesting.
Don't nobody know who no goddamn Billy Davis Jr.
Should.
Is.
Get some culture about yourself. Okay. Chris Isaac.
Well, I ain't got none yet. What is it? Who is he?
Billy Davis Jr.?
Yeah. What he did?
Sanger. Back in the 70s.
What he sang? Mm-hmm. Was he Marilyn McCool's husband?
No, that's
She don't. This is how people try to tell you to get some culture, but then you ask them, well, what the hell the nigga say?
Right.
And they can't tell you what the motherfucker say. See what I'm talking about? See,
that's
I don't.
That's him.
That's a husband name. See that? And don't talk some shit about me.
Goddamn. Get some culture.
You know what? What is the topic for today, Von?
Get some culture.
The topic of today is, men want to be heard.
And they should.
Men want to be heard.
Let's
expound on that. What do they want to be heard about?
Right.
Why do we feel like they're not? Why do they feel like they're not heard?
I have feelings.
And what can we do
to
make sure that they are heard?
That's not it, Yoshi. Now, see, because that's what's going on right now. A lot of men feel like when they express themselves,
we say they're sassy.
There you go. The first thing they'll say is we're sassy, or they punk asses or something like that. Cannot.
It's the clap back for me. Men that have these strong clap backs. Boy, I know y'all saw the viral video went on about the dude, about popping the balloon.
Yeah.
And so every time a female popped a balloon, they say why they were not interested.
Right.
Every time someone say something, he had to, it's like a one-upper. Well, I'm glad you popped it because I ain't want you either. Like, dude, now that's sassy. Versus,
did you see that though? It was a lot to unpack there. And then that's when that therapist hat comes on and I'm like, sir.
The one girl that popped her balloon, she said, I wasn't going to pop my balloon because, that may not have been your type. But she said, I popped my balloon because you were going back and forth. And she said, I don't want no man. If I'm in an argument, I don't want my man to go back and forth and feel like he got to one up me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, queen.
So this is my thing.
You got it, ma'am.
Yo, see, that's what, but I do feel like men should have a safe space and that they should be able to come to women, especially women that they are close to, especially their spouse. If it's your life partner or something like that, they should be
I want him to be vulnerable.
Yeah, and tell
I
me.
Do.
I do too.
I need to be able to support you.
Don't listen. Y'all, it's
I need to be able to support what's going on.
They know that from us, Vaughn. They already know.
Yo, this whole just turn her face away from me.
I did because
she don't want to look at me. First of all.
No.
First of all, I provide a safe space for lots of men. So my job is men's spa and wellness, right?
Right.
Okay.
These men talk to me. You know, in confidence about everything that is wrong or right in their life. Most of the time is wrong shit, right? and so, hold on. When they finish their cleansing of their thoughts and their feelings, my whole, say on everything is, so what are you doing about this? Are you just going to sit here and vent? Or are you going to be a man and make a decision? You're the man. You're the one who has to make an executive decision about what's wrong in your life. Talking to me ain't gonna fix this shit.
You have to talk to that person.
Right. If you have a problem with your wife, why the fuck are you not saying to me, to them, what you're saying to me? Because that's showing me you are not ballsy enough to put your fucking foot down with that bitch at your house. Yet, you can be totally transparent and vulnerable with a complete stranger who can't hold your feet to the goddamn fire. It all comes down to accountability, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. I agree with you.
So, like I said, I'm not the woman you're in the relationship. I'm not the woman who you have the problem with. Yet, you could be upset at home, and then you bring that shit to work, and you act out on your employees.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got trauma in the friendships that you have with your boys because you're so frustrated at home, you take that shit out on them. Mm-hmm. You mad with this bitch at the house, but you take this shit out on your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You take this shit out in your work performance and your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think. I can't do because this bitch over here driving me crazy. When all you got to do is have a conversation with the bitch. And
make a decision.
Or you can let that bitch go. Because guess what? It's a sea of bitches out here. It's a sea of bitches out here who will do right by you, who will love you, who will take you in and provide you with the space, safe space that you require, King. But you want to be over here with goddamn Miss Trunchbull from and she right here taking the mallet and pounding on your penis every chance she get. Do it. Go do this. Give me some more. You like that. You like to be abused, sir.
So you provided a comfortable, safe space for that person. Mm-hmm. And then some people naturally, you know, they just gravitate to mm-hmm. you, and they're going to talk with you. So I'm glad that you told them that, you know, you have to have that same type of, communication and atmosphere mm-hmm. with your wife, because it's not going to happen. If you don't feel that you are safe, you're never going to communicate what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, what makes them feel that they aren't heard? Like, what is it?
Actions.
Yeah.
Patterns.
Is it something that you have created? Or is it life in general? You know, you're afraid to, because you see it happening, and it's like, I'm scared to even open up because I see how this dude is being treated over here when he talks to his significant other about what's going on, and he comes to me with his issues and I got my issues, and I'm scared, you know, if I start speaking on it, mm-hmm. that situation is going to happen. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, every day I'm diminishing myself and I'm not replenishing myself to be the best person, because I'm being weighed down with my feelings, because I cannot outwardly express how I feel. Mm-hmm. So why do men feel like they are not heard? Because there's so many women out there want men to be expressive. We want you to see that you have a emotional side. Now, I'm not saying,
all women.
I said some women.
Yeah.
Some women do want mm-hmm. a man to express that, because it's a connection. I feel like if you are an emotional person, then when I am at my low, you can understand me a little bit better versus just brush that off. Or you got some men, especially Capricorn men, preferably January Capricorn men, they don't, man, dry them tears up. Yeah, all right. Man, just go on to the next. Who cares? Who give a fuck? Like, instead of addressing the issue, mm-hmm. they rather sweep it under the rug, but act like it never existed. Like, make it vanish. And it doesn't vanish. So my thing is, it's okay for women to be, because we're supposed to be the emotional, the sensitive one. But when it comes to a man, they possess the same things that we do. Just because they're a man doesn't right. make them less qualified.
Right. So what do you think, Susie, about women not necessarily hearing men, or are they just not voicing?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that sometimes I'm just speaking, not all women, but some women, maybe we were raised to know that men just held everything in, and they're supposed to just be the strong, silent type, and that they don't supposed to be free in expressing their emotions. And we all know that that's not true anymore. Like Vaughn said, I would want someone to come to me and talk to me and tell me how they really feel. Mm-hmm. So then we can work on that problem. I like, you're very solution focused, Yoshi.
I am.
You are. So it's like, okay, I hear that you have this problem. Now what are we going to do about it? What's the resolve in the end?
Right.
So I encourage people to always, if you're in a relationship with someone.
Get
to
out.
If you're in a relationship with someone, that communication is key. Communication is key.
Run.
Verbal, nonverbal, all communication is key.
So I had a conversation with a friend. He is a man who is married. And he was expressing his displeasure with his significant other. And I said, well, what have you said in order to let her know that you're not happy? Well, he has not spoken on his unhappiness. And even though he has not spoken, because I know this man, I know that his outward expression or his outward movement should be able to display, you know, him not being happy. Women, you have to be in tuned to your husband. Me in a relationship with a man who is not a great communicator, I always ask the question ever so often, just very impromptu. Are you happy? Is there anything else that I can do as your mate to make you happy? Even if he does not communicate that he's not happy or there's nothing that I can do, I already have honed in on where I see I can make necessary changes, where I can see I can do more or less of, because that's how in tuned I am. Remember, I spoke on the other show about you got to know the kind of woman you want to be to a man in order to have a successful relationship and to be that bitch. And that's why I am that bitch, because I am laser focused on the nigga that I'm with and making him happy.
Just like us women, we would tell each other, if he's not giving you the attention, if he's not, you know, giving into your needs, why have him around? The same thing go for a man. If she's not giving into the attention that you need, or she's not hearing you out, why keep her around?
Right.
Right.
It goes both ways. I told my girlfriend one time, she said, well, you know, he hasn't been wanting to sleep with me lately. And
girl, he's so sleeping with somebody else.
He fucking somebody else. He fucking her before you get home, or he fucking her on the way to your house. Because if he naturally loves sex and he don't give a fuck about fucking you no more, he gonna get some pussy from
even
somewhere.
If he, even if he naturally don't, if say he's not a nympho or
right.
What, and if he's just not giving it to you, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Now, I will say this. Sometimes,
got some issue
sometimes
going
life
on.
Stressors cause a man to have a decrease in his libido. Okay? So that's when you hone in as his woman and say, hey, I notice your drive has not been what it's been.
I scheduled you an appointment.
Do you want to, right. Is there something you want to talk about?
Right.
Do I need to take you on a getaway to de-stress your mind? We need to do a cleansing. Like, what is it that I can do within my, you know, scope of, you know, your woman, your wife, however, where I don't overstep my bounds to assist you in finding your happiness? Because I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it three times. I am not in charge of making anybody happy. Nobody is in charge of making me happy.
Right.
You are in charge of your own happiness.
Right.
Whatever I provide to that
is a contributing factor.
It's complimentary.
Yep.
Yeah.
Only. Contributing factor. That's it. You are absolutely
don't look
correct.
For me to be your happy place.
Thank you.
Right.
Because that's too much fucking responsibility on me to be in charge of my happiness and yours too, sir.
Right.
Hell no.
You know, one thing about it is I think about Jada Pickett when you said that, and that's what she said. She was like, you know, everything around her, everybody was so happy, da da da, but she wasn't happy. She wasn't happy on the inside, so she had to find her happiness again in order to be whole, because everything, you know, was just provided. And so Will had said, you know, what else can I do to make you happy? It wasn't about him, it's all about her.
And you know, I always think when you think people got it like made, like you just never know what a person's going through behind. It's like, gosh, like not saying you want to live their life, but when
got all this money, you got this
you
husband.
Have this, you have that, and then because you're not really comparing yourself, but you're saying, well, I mean, people who are the brokest are usually the happiest. In some aspect,
wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know
because no matter how much money you have,
too far.
Well, I'm not saying this is a absolute fact.
Okay,
but in some instance, some people have done the best. They live their best life.
Well, I'm a send
when they had nothing.
Jada Pinkett, if you would like my boyfriend, Jada. And you would like me to take on Mr. Will Smith, we can kindly do the husband swap. At any given point in time, I know what the tabloids say about how he like to other people's or whatever, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go. Because
like, man, I would trade places in a minute. Baby. Not saying with her, but you know, that's what people would say.
Yeah. I would trade places with Jada. And she can have my life, and she can get the fuck up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go be the nurse at the goddamn shit. And I can sit in the bed with my man who makes billions of dollars, and I could go and do yoga in the morning and have my chef prepare me breakfast and do my fucking red table talks. You're fucking ungrateful.
I don't think she's ungrateful.
I'm sorry, Jada.
It's her level. I think the level of success.
She had to find herself again.
I'm sorry, Jada. I think she just had to find herself again, but
you know, and maybe he feels the same way. Maybe he felt like he wasn't heard anymore.
I think that's what he did say to a certain degree.
I heard his book was good. I said that.
I think y'all need to send a special blessing for Mr. Will Smith because. Oh Jesus!
He gone. He's in the twilight zone.
I think he's back too. He's okay now.
He's okay. That's okay.
Just because Mike Lowry done got back on the scene, I don't think he will ever recover. I think he's so embarrassed.
I think he carried with great stride.
When is Will's birthday? I think Will a Leo.
I don't think he a Leo.
I think he a Cancer.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Because he would think about it now. You talking about Cancer men?
Yes.
Will is not a Cancer man because guess what? He would have been gone.
September 25th says it's Virgo.
Is that Virgo? That's a Libra.
Libra.
Yeah.
It's a Libra.
And I can see it. Yes.
So he needs balance.
Yes. He does. I can see it. Because, you know, most Libra men do not like conflict. They don't like confusion. Mm-hmm. They'll do anything to make that scale balance. Mm-hmm. And they will roll with the punches.
And go with the flowers.
They will not cause a scene or be argumentative, even though he did cause a scene. But, you know, as far as home disruption, like, he will not be the one to cause the scene in the family.
Right.
Oh, God, he's a Leo. He is a Leo. Is really a Libra. Yes, Lord.
I tell you. And
he always try to find balance, you know.
Yeah, so even though a lot of people don't believe in astrology and the planets and the moons and all of that good stuff. The ones that do, when you really start unpacking and getting down to the meat of things with people, you tend to see the similarities there. You kind of say the ahas. But for men who feel like they are not heard or are not seen, are you making yourself visible? Are you saying the things that you need to say in order to get the results or the eyes and ears open to what you're trying to have perceived? Are you doing the work yourself? Because what did we say before? When women expect things, nobody is going to read your mind. Even though they should be trying to, we ain't out here professional mind readers. And even if I am resourceful enough to try to understand what my man is thinking, I still don't ultimately know for a fact what he's thinking. Right. So I need some help from you, sir. I need you to say what needs to be said. And let me tell you what y'all men do that pisses me off. Don't have an issue with me. And then when I present my issue with you, you present something that bothered you a month ago to me. Boy, fuck you. Because you should have said that shit a month ago.
Maybe he didn't. He didn't feel like it was the right time.
Right. So now that I'm pointing something out to you, is not the right time for you to be addressing something with me.
Right.
We're going to address what needs to be addressed now. And that's my issue with you. And the next time you have an issue with me, Then you say
but
that
how can
right
you say,
then and
but
there.
Maybe he still has that issue with you. And so maybe he was waiting for you to say something, even though you may think that is wrong. Maybe he was like, okay, so now that you have said the issue that you have with me, let me tell you what bothers me about you.
Okay. And he's allowed to do that, but we're going to address why we're here today right now first.
Right.
And then, but we're not going to take the heat off of you to address something that I've did and not focus on what you've
and,
done.
And I get that.
Do
too.
You acknowledge that in that moment,
right,
what he's saying and that feeling that he feel? Are you validating his feelings in that moment? Mm-hmm. Whether it was said 10 months late,
mm-hmm.
right, 2 days after the situation, are you still validating what he feels? Mm-hmm. Even though it was long overdue.
Right.
Because that's another thing.
Well, no, like she said, she's saying, okay, I hear what you said, but can we go back to, and we'll get back to it, but can we go back to the issue at hand?
Right.
Like, when did this really start? Like, because
let's go back to the beginning. We're not going to not address what you've done because we done went back in time addressing something from a month ago that I don't even remember. Now,
I just see a web.
Once we address yours, I'm totally receptive to being, you know, told where I can make changes and improvements within me. I strive on being a better Yosh every day. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. But what you're not going to do is make this about me and take the weight off of you. And I think that's a part of being heard, too.
So is it, mm-hmm. does it feel like a tit for tat?
Yeah, sometimes it does. It does. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people deflect. Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to happen is you heard him.
Yeah.
He has explained to you what happened because y'all went back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to address that situation mm-hmm. back in time while you may have done what you did unconsciously. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to jog something back from him. Like, I see this thing going all the way back.
Yeah, it's just a trigger of, well, you did this. Well, I
and
did
this
that
is
because
why
you did that. And da 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 da. And you see why I'm so damn frustrated with relationships.
This is why it has to be a hard stop.
At some point,
we can't keep going backwards. We have to accept what had happened.
I'm sick of it.
We're going to have to either accept what had happened or not accept and dissolve the relationship because guess what? You're never going to get over the situation.
Mm-hmm. Why we don't have these many problems with our girlfriends?
I think we do.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes, mm-hmm. we do. The problem is we go behind each other's backs mm-hmm. and talk to the other person and never address it with the person that you have the issue with.
Yep.
And that's how they call them fake and phony and
okay,
whatever.
Well, we ain't talking about other people because we don't roll like that.
No, I'm talking about
the three of us right here, right? Mm-hmm. We done been friends for a very, 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 very long time.
I think for
why
us,
do we have all the problems with the dudes that we sleeping with, but we don't have the same problems with us? It just don't make sense to me. Like, I should get on her nerves more than I get on my man's nerves. But I don't.
No, you got to look at history. You got to look mm-hmm. at she accepts you for you. You accept her for her. Y'all know how to, you know, resolve an argument mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Every friendship is not pretty. It's not roses and
you
strawberry
just described
patches.
What is supposed to be going on with me and my men.
But you got, but men are different from women.
Oh.
We're not saying that men aren't understanding, but men, it just takes maybe a little bit longer for them to accept things.
Mm-hmm.
It just may take a little bit longer.
Somebody else to do it.
No, but you got to learn that person too.
Yes.
I know
this is why we date.
And they said sometimes it takes like, you know, I'm not saying that you're not going to know who you want to marry within the first 6 months to 9 months and stuff like that. But sometimes it just takes long. It takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get to know that person, their quirks and and things like that. It just takes a while.
Yep.
Well, I don't want
to. And then the older we get, the less tolerant we are. With
why you don't want to, Yoshi?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I'm over this shit.
Girl, bye.
Yes, you do.
I just want to go over Craig's house and get some meat and go home.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Yoshi.
No, you don't.
Fuck
it, Craig.
No.
You want a relationship.
I don't.
Because one day you want to go to Craig's house and Craig is not going to be available because Susie going to be the other, I'm going to say Mary. Mary going to be over there.
Mary gonna
be over there, and you gonna be like, "God damn, kick her ass out, cause I'm coming."
And I'ma say, "Craig, that's what we doing." Well, let me open the roster back up, bitch. Cause
you can't get mad at Craig.
I ain't gonna get mad at Craig because me and Craig had an understanding. We slide throughs.
What if you can't slide through for a good minute? Cause the other one done slid through and practically there.
So here we go with this new millennial thinking. And I'm a Gen Xer with new millennial thinking. I would rather the comfort of no expectations. I slide through when I slide through. I don't expect nothing from you. Just do what you need to do for the time being. Rather than the headache of,
I'm not happy. You didn't do what I wanted you to do.
I think a lot of people just have forgotten how they got to get. Like sometimes you got to go back to that place.
Yes, you do.
Leave me alone.
You gotta. You do.
No, you do. Care.
You want. You
I'm
want to.
You.
Leave me alone.
You no, you care. Don't want to be left alone.
And you care. And we are here. We are made to be with someone. And you. Well, we'll talk about
put
that
those
offline.
Tentacles up. The Scorpio. The tentacles.
You get away from me, little boy.
Put the daggers away.
No. No, ma'am.
I can't stand his old fucking whiny ass.
We're going to work on.
But you talk to them.
I do. But sometimes they be sitting there venting. I be like, God damn, nigga. Is we going to talk about this shit every time you come? And I got to sit there with this facial expression like.
Yoshi,
it's
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I
no,
be that, and my yet, mind be you, like, boy, shit the fuck up
no,
about
no,
this.
You cannot
gonna
do that.
Leave this bitch.
No, that's not, no.
All right.
A man wants to be able to connect with the woman that he sees potential with. And if you don't open that avenue for him,
that's what
I'm the counselor. He ain't seeking no potential with me. He's seeking an answer. But sir, you already have the answer. Check this bitch. Period. And if she don't do right,
but
get the
and then also is he telling the whole side?
No,
like
he's telling his version
he's
of
just
the story.
Telling his version to make it seem like she's the evil.
Yeah, he's. I believe there is his, hers, and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I ain't blind to that. Yeah, we need to go home now because.
I want men to be heard.
More energy
yes,
in
I
that.
Do too. I want men
to be heard.
I do. They're people,
but you gotta be able.
And they
to,
deserve that.
And if you're not being heard, it's time to go.
Yeah,
right. It is.
I don't care how much
fair
time you invested. You invested pointless time. It's your fault for investing the time that you invested because you should have been left.
Right.
But sitting around not doing and saying nothing that's absurd.
Right. That's
and that's all I have to say.
Is
I'm
terrible.
Taking off my goddamn
no,
headphones.
Don't
Why
take off your headphones.
Off
she
your
took
headphones.
Off her headphones.
Because I'm over. I don't give a
she,
damn.
You
no
hear
more.
People? You heard the clink clink.
It's time to go.
No, but it ain't. No.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
It
we
is.
Still got 2 minutes.
We got
if
two.
You don't roll out of here, roll out. Nigga.
Hold on now. Before we roll out, I really do want men to exercise their mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Well-being.
That's true.
I really do. Because in order for you to be a leader, you have to be able to possess that. And if you can't possess that if you held down.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Agreed.
You can't.
Well,
that's
you
true.
Can't be the man in my life.
Right.
Because I dip out on you.
You have to be 100 for
if
us
you
to
ain't,
be 100.
Yeah. If you're not doing the things that I need you to do, for, you know, for my well-being as far as, you know, just hearing me out, then I got to let you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ain't got no problems with that.
So if you want to go, go.
Take us out.
Because the streets be calling.
We ready to go. They know where to find us. Put Thank the music y'all. On, Brandon. Shit, we gotta get out of here.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on today's episode. Men wants to be heard, and don't be too sassy with it, though. But anyway, thank you for listening to us. You can catch us on all podcast platforms. You can always catch us on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. Never miss an episode. And scroll over to our, you know, Instagram and unapologetic page on Facebook, Unapologetic Talk on Facebook, and just let us know how we're doing. Sue, take us out.
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye.
I'm hungry.
Bye.